Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5. The game online at thegamenashville.com. It is a reaction Monday as the Titans are losers to the Raiders on Sunday. GM, how are you today?
I'm good. Outstanding. How about you? Looks like we're going to get a little bit of weather here before long. But
yeah, I don't care about that, though. I'm more interested in the Titans losing the football game. So let's start right at it today. It is a reaction Monday. We'll have Mike Mularkey live at the podium in 30 minutes. We'll have him try to explain what happened yesterday. So would you like to go first with your reaction, or would you like me to go first?
Go ahead.
Well, look at it this way.
Is this one segment worth?
One segment worth.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
If you listen to the show Friday, then we, and I'm really talking more about Floyd than I am me, but we told you this was what was going to happen. You know, like, I was not surprised that the Titans lost the game, and I was not surprised by how the Titans lost the game. But you know how sometimes you say, we need to find a way to win? You know, you're sitting there and, hey, we need to find a way to win. You know what the Raiders did yesterday? The Raiders got together and said, here's what we need to do. We need to find a way for them to lose the game. Just let them lose the game, and they'll lose the game. And in my mind, the Titans lost the game. Too many mistakes. And when you're playing a good team, you can't make those type of mistakes. You can't run into the kicker when they're punting the football to you and you're down, 7 or 10 or whatever it was. You can't give the ball back with 40 seconds to go in the half of a tied game when you're getting the ball back to start the second half and let them go down the field and kick a field goal. You can't do those things if you want to beat a good team. And so, to me, I look at the Titans and I say, you got the outcome that you deserved, because when you play good teams, you have to minimize the mistakes. The margin for error is much smaller when the other team has a quarterback that can complete 40-yard passes at will. So, to me, I'm not surprised by what happened. I think the fans should be disappointed on some level because they did some really dumb things out there, both from a coaching and a playing standpoint. I don't think they're out of any race or any playoffs. You lost to a team that was better than you. And generally speaking, I think they'll be fine. But I just look at this game and say, when you play the Raiders or you play the Chiefs or you play the Patriots or you play the Steelers or you play a team like that, the amount of mistakes you're allowed to make, it's less than the amount of mistakes you're allowed to make when you play the Rams. And for the Titans' sake, they made too many mistakes yesterday, and it cost them any chance to win that football game. Floyd, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, and we said this before we're going in, the Raiders are a better football team, and that's kind of the bottom line. Were there things that you could be really excited about? I think there are. Are there still holes in this team? Yeah, there are, and I think we found those. I think if, as I go through it, you know, the quarterback was okay. The running game needs to reestablish itself. I was pleased with the young receivers, and I think
you should say receiver because Taylor didn't do anything.
He caught one ball. You know, they didn't. He wasn't in there all that much. But I think what Davis did was exceptional, considering what he had done, and then. Even at the end of the game, there were two passes that he messed up. You have that issue. I thought Matthews went out and played well. I think the tight end played well. You can see things that you can get excited about. I think on the defensive side, I thought our corners held up better. I thought the young corner looks like he's got a chance to be something special. I really think that.
Talking about Adoree Jackson?
Yes.
What makes you think that?
He is so athletic, and I'm going to tell you what now. He is tough. I mean, he is nails. He's scrapping and fighting and biting and chewing and everything he can do to get the ball out of there. He knocked two balls out that should have been completions. I have to be excited about him. I think there's still work, you know, that we need to do back there. We didn't play as physical. I think when the game got real physical up front on defense, we weren't very physical. And I think that was a factor. But, I mean, they're a good football team. There are four teams in the NFL won 12 games. They were one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, you know, top four teams in the league.
And people forget about how good the Raiders were because they didn't make a playoff run. But it was because their two best players, their quarterback and their left tackle, were out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about a legitimate team here. And I think, as long as we were doing what we wanted to, for the most part, we were in it. It was back and forth and back and forth. I think it got to a point where, especially in the second half, we couldn't convert on third down. And then we weren't able to score in a red zone. And those things really, really hurt us because those were things that we had been pretty good about. But it's the same thing. You go out in the first half and you only get the ball a couple times. I mean, I think we got three series with the ball, which tells you something right there. But we still go ahead. We move the ball down the field very methodically. We're converting third downs. Marcus is something like, and we'd have to check my numbers, but he's 5 or 6 out of 7 in the first half. And, you know, the receivers are making plays. He's putting a ball on them. We're running the ball. We're doing all the things that you need to do. Then the second half comes, and I want to say that we were 1 or 2 of 7 on third downs.
Is that a coaching thing? Is that an adjustment in the locker room? And the Titans coaches got out adjusted by the Raiders coaches?
Well, no.
I'm asking.
If you're 6 or 7, if you're 5 or 6 out of 7, you don't need to make a lot of adjustments. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. But we had two bad, you know, mistakes with Davis, where the same thing we were afraid of. You know, you're running in and you're throwing it out and doing things like that. I don't think we made as many big plays, you know, exceptional receptions in the second half. And we certainly didn't run the ball as well. And the other side of that was, you know, we talked earlier in the week, what's the thing that kind of scared me? And I told you, well, they spread everybody out and empty the backfield or put Lynch in the backfield, and now they just pick the best matchup, which is what they ended up doing for a couple of series. And there's really nothing we can do about that because we know we can't match up with two or three of those guys.
Scored a touchdown, and Tony Romo went over the telestrator on the touchdown, the one to Seth Roberts, and Tony circled the four receivers and said, they're just going to run vertical up the field, and Derek's going to throw it to whoever he wants to throw it to. And in that case, he wanted to throw it to Roberts, and he did for a touchdown. I'm with you. I mean, the Raiders have better players. But what it all comes down to me is if you look at the stats in this football game, total yards, the Raiders outgained the Titans by 9 yards. Time of possession, 31-39 Oakland, 28-21 Titans. So essentially a wash. What about first downs? Oakland 22, Tennessee 21. It was a very, very close game.
Yeah.
The difference? The Raiders put the ball into the end zone, and you didn't.
Right.
And then the little plays that had to be made, the who's going to make a play. Cyprian has Marshawn Lynch in the backfield on a fourth down. You stop Marshawn Lynch there, that's 3 points off the board for Oakland.
Right.
Cyprian can't make the tackle. You run into the punter. So instead of getting the ball to 20-yard line, now you give them 3 points. Those are two little plays that need to be made that cost you 6 points. Take those 6 points back. Now at the end of the game, you're not in this. Well, you got to get two possessions and an onside kick.
Yeah, you don't have to kick the field goal and turn around and get an onside kick, then turn around and score a touchdown. All you have to do is score on one of those last two series, and you're probably right in the ball game. So,
and that's what goes back to my point of the Raiders just said, we'll just let the Titans lose the game. And the Titans did that. They obliged.
I mean, there may be something to that. I mean, we've said before, if you don't, you know, the only way you can learn to win is by learning how to not lose. Although I didn't get that impression. I mean, the Raiders weren't flawless. You know, I thought they made some mistakes, and they had some errors, and I think the penalties were even. In fact, I think the penalty yardage was even.
5 for 49 each.
Yeah, it's so. If you look at the numbers, you look at the stats in this, I mean, we're right there with them across the board.
But one of their penalties of their 5 for 49 didn't cost 3 points. It wasn't the running into the kicker. To me, that's a turnover. You know, I looked at this game and I said, the only reason the Titans were in the game was because they didn't turn the ball over. And then I looked back at it and I said, you know, that's a turnover. When they punt to you and the ball's coming out at the 20 – and now all of a sudden they're kicking a field goal and they get 3 points, that is a turnover. And you take that turnover away, now it's a 7-point game at the end. You have a shot to tie it. And that goes back to my point about the mistakes the Titans made really hurt.
And that maybe, I don't look at it that way, but that may be right. But I will turn it around the other way and say, you know what? We go down, we're in the red zone, we're inside the 10, what, 2-3 times, and we come away with field goals. I mean, you can't, for us to win and beat a team like that, those have to be touchdowns.
Oh, that was Jeff Fisher football to a T. Love, get inside the 20, kick the field goal. Might as well kick it on third down. So that's how we're starting the show today. Full reaction to the Titans and Raiders. We'll open up the phone lines now for your reaction. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll get to your reaction all day today. Plus Titans coach Mike Mularkey at 2:30. Plus the onside kick. I hated it. Floyd, did you like it? Did it make sense to you? We'll get to that next, plus Mike Mularkey at 2:30, and your reaction at 615-737-1025, live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ryan Succop puts it on the tee. The Raiders went out and got Cordarrelle Patterson. He was first-team All-Pro as far as a kick returner last year as he led the NFL for a record third time in kickoff return average. Signed him away from the Minnesota Vikings. They love their speed in Oakland. See if he gets a chance. Oh, they come on with an offside kick! And it's recovered by Luani right away at midfield by the Raiders. What a way to open the season at home, attempting the high-risk onside kick.
I can't believe that just happened. I've been here 14 years, and I've never seen
that
this opening day.
Is amazing.
I tell you what, Mularkey, he's ready to go, wasn't he?
Tony Romo making his debut, breaking down an onside kick.
How did Tony do?
I put it out on Twitter. I thought Tony did great. I put it out on Twitter that I was at the game and I wanted to know what people thought about Tony. And I think I had like 30 responses or something like that. All of it positive about Tony.
Good.
But the onside kick did not have the same type of reaction in terms of all positive reviews of the Titans deciding to make that move. I, for one, absolutely hated it. And Titans coach Mike Mularkey seems to, once again, want to defend it after the fact. This was him after the game yesterday.
Want to get the ball. Start the game with the ball.
Second guess yourself after that?
Not for a second. No, I don't do that.
Okay, so Mike stood behind the decision to onside kick it. I hate the decision to onside kick it.
Oh, you hate it because it didn't work.
No, I would have hated it if it didn't.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, remember?
If it would have worked, you would have been, what a gutsy move. That is a great way. We're going to be so aggressive. We're going to be, you'd have been all over it.
See, I get called a flip-flopper, but we forget that last year when Mike tried the same thing against the Packers and it didn't work, but it didn't backfire on the Titans, I still hated it. I hated the onside kick. I'll get to the reasons why I hated it in a second. You go ahead and start off with whether or not you liked it and your thoughts on the onside kick.
Well, I mean, I don't question the call because I know the way that works. I will say this. I've gone into games both as a special teams coach and as a general manager and onsided every kick. Every kick.
And why did you onside every kick in those games?
Really, the one was I had a bet with the head coach. And so we were going to see how many we could get. And we ended up winning both games. So I will say this. This, if there's something to bother, the call does not bother me in the slightest. Some you get, some you don't. If I have a quarrel, this would be the quarrel. In my opinion, you don't onside kick just to onside kick. You onside kick because they show you something that gives you a chance. There's somebody up there that's not paying attention. Their alignment is bad. There's an offensive lineman. He can't handle the ball. There's some kind of a reason. And the argument for me would be because this is the opening game and because it's the opening kick and because you've never really seen him line up in that formation, you don't have any of that to go on. And that would be my gripe.
So you go back to a couple years ago in the national championship game, Nick Saban onside kicked it against Clemson.
Brilliant.
And there was nobody there.
Brilliant.
And I remember watching Brett Bielema break down, because he was doing the Feinbaum film room on the SEC Network, And everyone said, what a gutsy call by Saban. And Brett Bielema goes, it's not gutsy. All the kicker has to do is get the ball in bounds, and you're going to get the ball.
How many times did Brett do it?
Zero. Well, Brett's team's never good enough to play Clemson. So, but I'm just looking at this right now saying, to me, it sends the wrong message. The team that should onside kick it to start the game is Eastern Lafayette State Tech. Or if you're the Browns and you're playing the Patriots in week 13, then I'm okay with it. Because we know the Browns aren't as good as the Patriots in week 13, and we know the Browns need gimmick plays in order to beat the Patriots in week 13. The reason I didn't like it is because I felt like it was kind of desperate. It was like, hey, we're going to show them we're aggressive. We're going to show everyone we're aggressive. And then they come out and do that, and then they don't play aggressively, and that bothered me. My thing was, if you're going to be that way, then go for it on some fourth downs. Or, you know, be more aggressive with your offensive play calling, or do other things, but don't just do it, then say, we're doing it because we want to be aggressive, and then play the rest of the game and not be aggressive. And that bothered me, too. Mm-hmm. There was one thing that killed me, and it was with 10 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Titans are down 10, and they get a little momentum on offense, and you're down 10 minutes to go. That's enough time in the football game to score 10 points with ease. And it's third down and 10 at the Oakland 48. And I turned to my dad and my buddy who's at the game with me, and I said, guys, if I'm the Titans and you want to play aggressively, I'm looking at this and saying, okay, I've got two plays now to get 10 yards. Because if I don't get it on third down, I can go for it on fourth down. You're down 10. How many more possessions are you going to get against the Raiders with 10 minutes to go in the ballgame? Go for it. And instead, they throw one pass to the sticks that's broken up. I think it was intended for Decker. And now they have to bring on the punt unit. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you punting? You're the aggressive team, right? You want to be aggressive. Go for it. You're on the Oakland side of the field. Go for it. Or you're down by six, and a touchdown gets you the lead in a game you haven't led yet. And on third and two, you run a little toss crack to DeMarco on the short side of the field. So now you're banking on Jonnu Smith giving you a block to get 7 yards on a third and two. I just thought the Titans, and it was a microcosm of the game. I don't think the Titans at any point committed malpractice coaching, but I didn't think their coaching was anything to hold. I didn't look at any moves they made and say, great coaching, Mike. And so as far as the onside kick's concerned, I hate it. I think it sends the wrong message. It sends the message that you're not as good as the Raiders.
Well, that's not the way it's presented. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know this, but I'm going to guess. He stood up in front of the team and said, hey, this is what we're going to do on this opening kickoff, and this is why we're going to do it, and here's the logic behind it. And I would guess, and again, I haven't heard anybody talk about it, that it was widely supported by the players I'm talking about.
But that doesn't – just because the players support it doesn't always mean it's the right thing to do.
I'm not saying it right or wrong or indifferent. I'm just saying that I'm sure this wasn't – if the kick was a surprise to us, but I'm going to guess there were probably a lot of people that know about it.
All right, let's go live out to St. Thomas Sports Park. Titans coach Mike Mularkey is addressing the media after the Titans lost to Oakland.
For next week.
Expect Cersei just to step in for Jonathan while he's out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fortunately, we have some depth at that position, you know, with Curtis Riley as well. We have some depth there. So that's one of the positions we kept for special teams. And so we've got some guys there that can step in and have some experience.
I know you said Kevin Dodd needs to do more on special teams, but what does he need to do at his position to be active on Sundays?
Well, I think he's gotten better. Dodd has... I mean, he's worked to get better. I mean, for as limited as he was last year with that foot, and to come in here and he got better and better. And right now we're just at a point that plays more of a factor. The special teams part of it does than his role, the number of limited plays he'd have in that role playing outside. But if we needed that outside rusher, you know, for some reason, we had to call him up, I'd have no issues of him going in there and being effective.
Found ways to get three outside linebackers on the field together yesterday with Griswold and joining the starters.
Just a different package that we hadn't used before. Just another way to get three, I mean, very good pass rushers in a different variety of positions to rush.
Mike,
we happy with what you got out of those?
Yeah, I think we were. Yeah.
Mike, have you had conversations about the weather situation in Jacksonville and how that might impact Sunday's game?
I really have not had anything with anybody that would have, you know, making the decisions with that. So I don't know exactly what their situation is right now. I haven't heard anything from there. I've been trying to find out some things with a home I have down there. Other than that, I think they're still in the middle of the storm right now, so I really don't know.
How is your home down there?
Wet. I know that, unfortunately. But no, everybody where the house is has been evacuated. No.
Titans coach Mike Mularkey at the podium. If you miss it, just
nobody
the
can go back
early things he got to. LeSean Sims expected to play Sunday. Jonathan Cypri and the safety's out.
Nobody knows.
You have family there, right?
Yes, my son's down there. Yeah, he's been evacuated. My wife's folks are down there. They've weathered the storm. They're doing good, but it's been very concerning.
How do you compare this week, I guess, with that sort of looming over, not certain?
You know, I don't think, you know, we're going to have some weather here. That's what I have to deal with practice. Obviously, we got the bubble to go into, but you really can't worry about where you're going to play. We're going to go wherever we have to play. That's really up to the NFL. I would anticipate us playing down there.
Logistically, if it has to be moved, what's the drop dead for having that information?
I don't know that. I really don't know that. Those are things I will find out if it gets to that point, but I don't know that.
What's the best case for you? Finding out, you know, or figuring out the agencies?
You know, middle of the week would be fine. I don't know. We're going to go as scheduled, our normal week, and you know, nothing would change for us. Obviously, that if they switch the games, we'd have to maybe find a hotel, because I know we don't have one right now for this weekend.
I wonder if the game had gone any differently, Mike. Was there any chance that Taewon might have got in more? Was that a part of the plan originally, or
No, we had our personnel packages. He was involved in a number of them, but it's hard, again, to get them all in there and get them quality reps. You know, maybe that's different this week. We'll see how we want to put the game plan together. But he did some good things for his limited reps that he had.
When you watched the game again this morning, what kind of stood out? What would you like? What did you not like?
Well, you know, it's really interesting to look at the statistics. I'm not sure in all the years I've been in the league if I've ever seen a game. It almost looked like they copied and pasted from one side to the other, the numbers. You know, where you're seeing the difference in the game, because there's really nothing glaring that says this is why they won and this is why we lost. It was some areas that, you know, they scored two out of the three times they were in the red zone. We scored one of the three times. They made all their field goals. We missed one of our field goals. I thought they tackled better than we did, and they broke tackles better than we did. And I think, you know, even the special teams, we need to get better there. There was a difference there. I thought they were better in that phase. But if you look at the game, it's eerie how close it was with everything. It just came down to a matter of a few plays that they made some plays, and I said it last night, that we didn't.
How, if at all, does it change your discussions on a day after like today when the stats are so? I mean, if you had four turnovers, you say, "Well, we had four."
Yeah,
turnovers.
No, I know. I think it makes it so much more frustrating, because you're talking, you know, and that's the NFL every week. It's such a fine line. I mean, teams win every week. That score doesn't really show how close of a game it was, and we knew it was going to be a close game going into it. It has been every time we play these guys, but it is a fine line, and if you've got to make some of those plays that put you over that line, and we fail to do that.
It's also frustrating because you guys put so much into special teams this year in terms of free
agency.
I'm
not giving up hope on our special teams. I'll tell you this, and Steve Hoffman said this morning. He's not been around a group, and I haven't either, that have the energy that this group has. I mean, they're so into the game. I mean, we are so efficient with having our guys. I mean, again, there's a lot going on this year with the time clock and the game trying to be sped up. They got to be there. They got to be on the sideline. They got to be ready to go. And there is a lot of energy. And their effort is, without doubt, outstanding. Where we got to get better is the details of where they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to hit double teams, the little things, each one of them doing their own thing, and trusting that the other guy is doing their job. And that's where we didn't do that yesterday.
How much of those lines, how much of a fine line is it? You don't want to change, like, for instance, Brendan Schaub's approach of going after a punt. So,
no, and again, little fine details in that he may not have had to be blocked. He was blocked into the punter, which is not a foul. But if we were more efficient of how we were supposed to rush outside of him, there had been a bigger lane, you know. And again, those are little things people don't see. We did it another time, and Darren Bates almost got a blocked punt, but we did it right to that side, and he had more room to get through there, and we were. Again, this close to getting another blocked punt, but the little things may have gotten us probably a clean blocked punt yesterday.
The run pass inbound, I think it was 41-21. Was that a product of just the game plan, or was that a product of, you know, maybe late having to throw a little bit more?
A little bit more of the late. We went into no huddle there in the third quarter, late in the third quarter. And early fourth, a lot of that is dictated throwing the ball more than running the ball. Obviously, 2 minute is definitely you're going to throw the ball more. And again, you have to look at all the third down snaps that we had and factor all those in, and then balance out to see where your run pass ratio is.
Could Ty Smith, was he just executing his assignment on the onside kick, looking directly at the guy? Can he make an adjustment there to get that ball, or is it something?
He's going to take out that guy that got the ball kicked to him. We would like to have him go down. I mean, I know the guy was down low. We want him to go down and take him out, you know, and try to disrupt him getting the ball. Yes.
So who is supposed to get the ball? Was Searcy supposed to come behind him and get that ball?
Yeah.
Did Corey end up playing more snaps than maybe even thought he would going in? Or you can't.
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty close to what we thought he'd play. Again, you haven't playing with so many different personnel groupings when you go in, and I think that's about where we were. I think it showed probably him too that he's got some work to do getting in shape and playing as much as he did yesterday, because if he had some mistakes, they were later in the game than they were early in the game when he got fatigued.
How was he on the assignments and?
Pretty good. I mean, for his first game, I was pretty pleased with what he did. I mean, it's pretty amazing that some of the catches he made. It's, you know, we haven't had a lot of those line up and run a fade route and catch it over the top of a corner in a long time. So that was pleasant to see. But he made some good plays. But there's some things. We had a lot of young guys play yesterday, and a lot of young guys play pretty well. I think that's going to just help them keep ascending at what they're doing.
Yeah, catch on third down in the first half still where he kind of went sideways.
Yeah.
Is that somewhere he's going
to
turn and go?
That's a 5 to 6 yard route, and he ran it shorter than that. He ran it about one. So, again, I'm just going to say this. A lot of that is first time. It's not an excuse, but it's a great thing to teach from. If he catches it at 4 or 5 yards, all he has to do is just turn up, and it's a first down. I mean, yesterday we weren't as successful in the second half as the first. A lot of it was more Tennessee Titans than it was the Raiders. We just that's another one, you know, falling down on an out route by things like that. Those are the things. We'd have been even higher than 50% on third down, and we'd have had the ball more and had chances to score more. But
you guys think Lynch was off the field or going off the field in the play that they missed where he was?
No, that was just – that was a – nope, we got to get lined up. That's all it was.
I know you said one area you wanted to see maybe maybe more improvement moving forward is a running game. I know every play is different, but how come that wasn't more successful yesterday?
I think we need to run it more. I mean, if we can. I think the lack of converting third downs in the second half doesn't allow you to run it more. That plays a part in the process of getting the run game going. But yeah, I'd like to see more runs yesterday.
Is DeMarco all the way healthy, all the way back with the same burst
yeah.
he had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those third down conversions in the second half were a lot of them set up by what you did on first and second down. I guess not enough on first and second down, and you end up with third and long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's typically how this is going to work. If you're not, you know, producing and getting good yardage and putting yourself in third and makeables. They're third. But again, I'll go back to the first drive. We converted two third and eights and a third and 10 on that 75-yard drive. So we know what we're capable of doing.
How did Dory look to you?
I was pretty I was impressed with the Dory, too. I mean, he made a lot of plays. I don't know, you know, the penalty that was called on him, that's to me, that's how you defend a pass in the National Football League. I thought it was about as well as it can be defended, and he did it a number of times. Again, he's another guy. Every snap's going to be good for him. But he had a tough duty. That's a good – that's one of the best receivers in football.
You get up about as high as you've ever seen a guy jump, and you probably maybe rather see him stay on the ground, but you had a pretty good vantage point of the lead, didn't you?
I did. Actually, we looked at it. He went up at the 27 and came down on the 35. So I'd say if he was doing the triple jump, that was – no, it was amazing. I mean, it really was amazing, the yardage that he got.
Maybe a lot of oohs and ahs in the film room.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. I don't really want him to be doing that every week if I can.
Is this a new goal line play for you?
No, but maybe. Maybe.
Can you talk about the decision, I guess, to use him on both punts and kickoffs as well as being the starter at corner?
Trying to find a way to score touchdowns. And he has a history of doing that, and that's what we're trying to do. It's give us a chance to be explosive every time we have to return.
On the play where Weems got flagged, did he get out of bounds there?
Eric's just got to be careful putting his hand on the guy's back. I'm not sure. It was not a great call, in my opinion.
Is there a call to be made against them on the same
play? I thought so at the time, and then I watched the tape, and that's why I like to watch the tape first. Dory did a nice job of flopping a little bit, too, and I think the official thought the same thing. But, I mean, it could have gone either way. But, no, I didn't think that was a penalty.
Has Daquan Jones done in your mind to get more time at nose tackle? What's he shown you at that position?
He can be disruptive. He's very good against the run up there. Again, holds the point very well. I thought he played pretty well yesterday.
Was there something you, I guess, didn't see from Sly to have him, his reps kind of low?
No, yesterday? A lot of it, too, is depending on what they had in the game personnel-wise. You know, they played more four and five wide sets. We knew they were going to be in a lot of empty sets. That's kind of how they try to attack our defense, get our guys spread out, our rushers. But no, they're in sub a bunch more, and we're going to try to get him in more because he's an effective pass rusher. So he will be in there more.
How did Jonnu Smith do yesterday?
He did pretty good. A touchdown run by Marcus had a big block on it. Did some good things in the run game. Again, some special teams, things he needs to clean up. But no, I was pretty pleased with him too.
The pitch play to DeMarco on the third and two. Where a guy's asked to move laterally behind the line of scrimmage before he gets up there, it seemed like a lot that had to go right in front of him to give him a chance.
No, actually, that's where I was talking about. They made plays and we didn't. They ran the same play on third and three in their four-minute segment to get a first down to end the game. Same play, same blocking, same everything. They executed better than we did. And everybody had to block the same people. So that was the difference.
Taylor's ankle hinder his mobility at all? Because that was the guy that he was supposed to block, right, that came across and hit DeMarco up high?
No. Taylor the one?
Yeah.
No, we need to do, again, probably bring back Ben to take care of him. But no, Taylor wouldn't have got to him. But no, I thought Taylor played pretty darn well. I mean, for twisting his ankle this week, he played pretty darn good.
On the screen pass to Decker there down in the red zone, was that a matter of, was it a missed block or just the guy just kind of shot the gap and was unaccounted for?
The sprint?
Yeah, the little flare pass to Decker.
Again, that's there's three out there. We blocked the most dangerous two, and if he can get outside the outside block, which is it's the way it's designed, then we had a good chance to score the touchdown right there, but should have gone outside.
Did he suffer a new injury or tweak that injury?
No.
When you see a team record 9 or 10 sacks like the Jags did and run,
I know that's kind of the model you'd like to follow, but they look a lot different than last time you saw them.
I'm just in about the first half of the game yesterday. Obviously, I know the stats, know all that. It was a defensive game. I did see that based on total yardage and, you know, they ran the ball effectively. Yeah, let me take a look at them. I'll give you more of my input on Wednesday.
Titans coach Mike Mularkey there at the podium following the Titans' loss to the Raiders. Got a bunch of notes jotted down just from a personnel standpoint. It looks like LaShawn Sims will return against Jacksonville on Sunday. Jonathan Cyprian, however, the safety is out against the Jags. We'll get into some more of that in a second. Floyd, I'm sure you have some big takeaways from what you just heard from Mike. We'll get to that. It's Jared and the GM, 615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction as well to the Titans' loss to the Jacksonville to the Oakland Raiders. Tons of stuff to get into today. ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back to the show, Jared and the GM, ESPN 1025 The Game. Okay, Mike Mularkey, a lot of things that he went over in his press conference. And a couple of things. Number one, he thinks LaShawn Sims, the corner who missed yesterday, that he'll play against the Jags. Jonathan Cyprian, the safety, is out against the Jags. And then kind of he made a bunch of different notes that he said that he thought were big deals. Anything that stuck out to you from Mike's press conference that you heard there, Floyd?
I'm not sure anything stuck out. I think I'm always amazed at how honest he is about what he thinks happened. You know?
Really?
Now, yeah. I mean, I think they ask him about specific plays, and he'll say, no, we got to, you know, we missed that. We got to make it better. They ran the same play, and they executed it a lot better than we did, blocking the same people, and it was effective for them and not for us. I mean, it's stuff like that. A lot of coaches will never admit that.
See, you know? I almost look at it the exact opposite. Sometimes I feel like Mike allows them to lose. Like, I hear things that he says, and I look back to the game yesterday. I felt like the Titans played okay. I don't think they played horrifically. I don't think they played good football. We live in a society where everything is either really good or really bad. And I don't think the Titans played really good or really bad. I just thought they played, you know, whatever. And then they made mistakes, and those mistakes bit them in the butt because the Raiders are a better team. But I felt like Mike is just kind of – he just glosses over those mistakes, or he makes excuses for certain mistakes, like the Trowick running into the kicker. Well, he was pushed into the kicker, and he – I don't want to hear that excuse.
Well, if you're pushed into a kicker, it's not supposed to be a penalty.
I know that.
Okay.
But I don't want to hear that excuse. This is Jerome Bogard's crew. We know they're the worst refs in the NFL. The worst crew in the NFL.
What if
we
it was
all
true?
Know it.
What if it was true?
I don't know if it was true or wasn't. The replays
what about,
I saw.
I mean, let me say
it should have been roughing the kicker.
The one that you were talking about on the sidelines, you were absolutely sure that guy hit him out of bounds.
Well, I haven't brought that up on the show yet.
But you were absolutely sure.
In our pre-show
Mike
meeting.
Said, no. He didn't hit him.
I was actually absolutely sure about when Henry was out on the sideline and they hit Henry late into the white. I just feel like, plus it's different coming from me. I'm not the coach. I feel like Mike, and I like Mike, but I feel like he just won't admit reality sometimes, and it kills me. Well, it kills me. Well,
see,
you know, we played really well. No, you did not.
It's your reality. That's what I'm saying.
You think the Titans played really well?
I don't. Did they play? Considering that is one of the four best teams in the NFL, I thought they played well. Not really well. Well. Now, if that would have been Cleveland, it would have been another team, and you play like that, then you're in trouble. But that is one of the four best teams in football. So you say to yourself, four best teams in football, and you go through a handful of mistakes, and you say, whatever mistakes you want to throw out there. If we hadn't run into the kicker, well, that's why you lose to these four best teams, because they don't do that. And so I think if you can break it down and say, okay, we're that close, then I think you have to look at it and say, okay, for a loss, and nobody likes losing, you got to say, hey, we hung in there. We battled them, you know. Now, I mean, it's not like Houston yesterday losing to Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville may be really, really good. We're going to find out here very quickly. But Houston was awful, It's not like Indy playing the Rams and losing by 50 points. That is a disaster. That is awful. And I don't think, I mean, I don't think in any way, shape, or form were we near that.
I would just like to see Mike hold his team and himself to just, you know, a standard of a little bit higher accountability than I feel like I get right now. Not that I dislike Mike. I think Mike's a good coach. I think Mike did some things yesterday that were not good. But I just feel like I hear a lot of excuse making, and I don't like it. You know, I don't – Trawick should have never run into the punter. End of story. Done. That never should have happened. Oakland never should have been allowed to score before the end of the first half. You had the game tied. You were getting the ball back. That never should have happened. And now, I want the coach to be the one to say that.
In what way, shape, or form? You wanted to stop them, or you wanted to use more time? You know, he didn't call timeouts. Well, I don't know how they could have used more time.
Well, that's on Marcus, because Marcus should have stayed in bounds.
Yeah, he should. When he certainly ran out should. Of bounds. And the and coach the and, the, and, the Raiders, and the Raiders should have called a timeout, and they didn't. And so, I mean, it was probably near impossible to use up more time. Now, what happens after that in a two-minute drill? I mean, you think we're the only team in the NFL that gave up a field goal at 2 minutes? I would venture to say no.
No, but if you want to beat a good team and you tie the game
exactly.
like that, you have to. And that goes back to my whole point that I started the show off of was, if you're the Titans, I don't think the Titans played great. I don't think the Titans stunk. I thought the Titans, they didn't make enough plays to beat a good team. They made too many mistakes to beat a good team. The Raiders are a good team. I'm not sitting here by any means saying that the Raiders aren't good. I think you heard me all last week. I thought they were great. I thought there was no reason in the world why Vegas should have ever favored the Titans. I thought that was ridiculous because I thought the Raiders were a better team. My whole thing, though, is if you want to be able to beat that team, you have to understand these are the mistakes you can and cannot make. And running into the punter that allows the Raiders to score 3 points, you can't make that mistake.
I would agree with that.
Marcus running out of bounds there at the end of the first half, which either would have given the Raiders an extra timeout or would have made them use a timeout, or the Raiders might not have been smart enough and they might have let the clock go down. And now all of a sudden you're getting the ball back in a tie game. That's essentially what you wanted when you onside kicked to start the game. You wanted the ball in a tie game. And that's what you would have gotten had your defense been able to stop the Raiders or Marcus had gone down in bounds or just the small little smart plays they needed to make. I'm not sure they totally made. And I go back to this, as you always say, Floyd, either you're coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. And those are the things where they have to get better next week when they play Jacksonville and not make so many mistakes.
I would agree with all that.
Now, the injury report. Once again, our injury report right here, ESPN 102.5 The Game's injury report, is brought to you by the comprehensive pain specialist, Relieve Pain, Regain Life. And for the Titans, it looks like LeSean Sims, who missed yesterday's game with a groin injury, Mike Mularkey says he is expected to return against Jacksonville. Meanwhile, Jonathan Cyprian, the safety who played yesterday and missed about 10 tackles, I guess I'm being a little mean there, more like 3 or 4. Cyprian is out, which means Denora Searcy will go into his spot. And the biggest injury in that football game, in my mind, Floyd, is without a doubt Allen Robinson, the wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, mm-hmm. done for the year with a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's a legitimate receiver. I mean, if we're looking ahead to Jacksonville, having one of those guys go down as our secondary is learning, you know, how to play together, I think is a big deal. Now, that being said, they kind of took the ball out of the quarterback's hand and put it in the running back's hands and let the defense play. And so that there may be other issues than the receiver.
But if he's
all
out,
said, oh, it can't hurt. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And I'll say this too, for the Titans' sake, they need to put the ball back in the quarterback's hands. You know, you say, well, we take the ball out of
sake, yes.
Right. The
yes.
Titans need to force the quarterback. That is the ESPN 102.5 The Game injury report, brought to you by the comprehensive pain specialist, Relieve Pain and Regain Life. Okay, coming up next, I asked a question on Twitter, Floyd. I got 52 different responses. 52. It was about yesterday's game, and I asked, why did the Titans lose? And I'm going to go over some of those responses, but 52 different answers, it felt like. We'll get to that coming up next. Plus, we'll take your calls as it is a Reaction Monday, and our phone lines are open all day long. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 1025 The Game.